Special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, dear listeners of today's special from IRIB English Radio, Salam. Welcome. This is another episode with a new topic that is greed in Islamic point of view. Today, 24th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 17th of Day, the month of Day, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 7th of January, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, let's learn more about verses 1 to 9 of chapter Humazah from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. Woe to every scorner and mocker. Who collects wealth and continuously counts it. He thinks that his wealth will make him immortal. No, he will surely be thrown into the crusher. And what can make you know what is the crusher? It is the fire of Allah, eternally fueled. Which mounts directed at the hearts. Indeed, hellfire will be closed down upon them. In extended columns.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The wealth, which is the object of worship and is the final goal and invites its owner to rebellion, such as Quran, is shame and scorn, is misery and adversity, is the cause of being far from Allah and dwelling in hellfire. Gathering this kind of wealth in abundance is usually not possible except by committing numerous sins. A tradition from Ali ibn Musa Ridha, Shia's 8th Imam, says, wealth is not piled up but with 5 qualities. Intense stinginess, endless hope, dominant greed, breaking off connections with one's kindred, and preferring this world to the next world.
Allahumma ya wasi' al-maghfira, yaghfirni ya Rab. Allah.
As you remember, we start a new topic on the last episode of today's special with this title, Greeting from the Islamic Point of View. It is natural for the condition of men to vary to this field. For instance, if a man is surrounded by poverty and weakness, he starts to seek sustenance by all means possible, trying to eradicate the poverty which surrounded him. If a man has acquired wealth, he becomes inflicted with conceit and arrogance, as if there was a direct relationship between wealth and the latter traits. Finally, if a man acquires wealth and security for himself, he becomes intoxicated with conceit and arrogance, and evil inspirations endlessly battle his mind. According to Dr. Carl, personal interests overtake our minds in the ideological atmosphere which liberal materialism founded. Wealth has come to be the greatest talent in our eyes, and success is now measured by currency bills.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we are going to talk about greed and its consequences from an Islamic point of view. Man must understand why he is in this world in order to start his search for happiness. He must choose the methods with which he can advance according to his natural and spiritual needs, while refraining from shortcomings that separate the soul from the realistic growth of one's personality. Yet, success and happiness do not mean that man must constantly excel over others in exploring material resources. For material matters are not the main goal in life, and man should not violate the borders of morality and piety to make material gains. So the authentic aim of life is to achieve spirituality. Spirituality is the most important and valuable matter which man can achieve. He who keeps his soul confined to spiritual treasures seldom need this world, for he gains spiritual satisfaction in the shadow of spirituality, which accompanies him for the rest of his life. Such an individual would not exchange his spiritual wealth for material gains under any condition. But a greedy person is never satisfied. Coveting the belongings of others is a psychological state that forces the individual to pursue materialism in a matter that makes material gains an axis on which the mind rotates. Material inclination arises from uncontrollable greed because of the imaginary happiness that it creates. Greed is considered a factor which brings misery into the lives of men. As a result, man disregards everything and sacrifices all moral traits in his quest towards gathering wealth, until finally the feelings of want become rooted deep in his soul.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio. Allah, yeah, Allah, guide me all the way to your
Jannah. Yeah, Allah, yeah, Allah. It's suitable to ask this question: what makes greedy people greedy? Scarcity mentality. A person with a scarcity mentality may believe there will never be enough resources to go around. They may stockpile items or many to ensure their survival, even though this behavior may be excessive or harmful in the long run. A shift in mindset towards one of the abundance can help to alleviate this type of greed. Another one is envy. Envy is a feeling of resentment or longing for what someone else has. It can be a significant driving force behind greedy behavior as a person strives to obtain what they believe they are lacking. Learning to appropriate what one has and cultivating gratitude can help reduce envy and the accompanying greed.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
And the continuation of today's special, How to Avoid Greed. One way is adopting an abundance mindset and be generous. Do you want to put an end to greed once and for all? One of the most effective techniques to stop avarice is to adopt an abundance mindset and be generous. It can sound cliche, but it works. When you have a deep understanding that there is enough, your attitude towards the world will improve. You will naturally be inclined to be more giving, helped by the fact that you won't feel like you're sacrificing something when you give. It's important to take time for yourself and reflect on the impact of greed on your life. Taking the time to understand why you feel driven towards materialism can help you gain clarity on how to break out of the cycle. Practicing self-awareness and understanding your own motivations can prevent future instances of greed.
Our greed never decreases as we get older. In fact, it increases. The older we get, the greedier we become of this dunya. And the Holy Prophet is narrated saying that in a hadith. You know what he says? He says, يَشِيبُ or يَشِبُّ بْنُ آدَمْ وَيَشُبُّ فِيهِ خِصْلَتَانِ الْحِرْصُ وَطُولُ الْأَمَلِ. He says the human being grows, and with him, two qualities also grow. And it's very ironic how when, as he ages, two qualities also become stronger. They intensify in him. The Prophet says number one is greed for the dunya, and number two is hope in the dunya. SubhanAllah, it should be the opposite. The older you get, the less hope you should have in this dunya. You should focus on the next life, right? Because you're one day closer to your death. You know, every day that passes by, I'm one step closer to my death. I'm one day closer to dying. So I have less to live today than I had yesterday, right? Let's say Allah has written for me to live 5,000 more days. Tomorrow I will have 4,999. The day after, 4,900. So what? I'm getting closer to my death every single day. So every day that goes by, my hope in this life should become less, because less time remaining for me. And my greed should become less, because what am I going to do with all that money? The less time you have, the less greedy you should be. But ironically, the Prophet is narrated saying that the human being is the opposite. The older you get, the greedier you get.
That was all, of course, for this episode of today's special. which will start under the title of Greed in Islamic point of view. Inshallah, we continue to know about this topic more and more. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings and have a nice time.
We turn to you day and night, seeking ways from wrong to right. We turn to you in prayer and vow, not knowing all the deeds we do. We turn to your endless favors, increasing in their flavors. We turn to you in sheer delight, for truth never strong to fight.